from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Get some crunk in the
system. Yeah. See? It's like this, right?
Yeah.
Get some crunk in the system. I done seen them.
Seen them.
That's all we do.
That's
what we do for a living.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a Trillville Thursday. You hear it. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. Midday grab bag of questions at 12:20. Back page with Bo at 12:40. Smoke and Joe Patrick going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour as well to react to the last couple of days of joint practices with the Dolphins and start previewing tomorrow's preseason game number 1 against the Dolphins as well.
All right, I'm watching the Olympics makes me, and we get questions in the AMA about what event. And now I think I could find myself a way into the Olympics.
Okay.
Yes, because my wife is Filipino, so right. I'm getting dual citizenship.
Oh.
Yes.
So all the stuff Carlos is getting, you're like, I want a piece of that.
Yes, so I'm getting, I was already going to get the dual citizenship. But
oh, you were, okay.
Yeah, I was going to do it anyway.
This isn't Carlos.
I'm doing it anyway.
You didn't hear unlimited colonoscopies?
But now I figured out how I can get to the damn Olympics. Now we got to figure out an event for me to do.
Yeah.
But
there's got to be one.
There's got to be something. I'm taller than most of them.
Oh, yeah. So, you're going to be the tallest Filipino.
Yeah, so.
From day one.
Oh, man.
Are you just trying to get there or you want to win?
No, I'm trying to get there.
Oh, just trying to get there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably shot put better than anybody.
Interesting. That's an interesting idea.
Hmm.
Like one of the field events in track and field, like that, like shot put. What's the one that's on the rope?
The hammer throw. Okay. There we go. See, we got some ideas.
Yeah. You were thinking Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Winter Olympics.
I don't know if any Filipino athlete has ever, maybe there's like a figure skater or something, but.
Hey, man, I can get a bobsled team together. Okay. Jamaica can't be the only team. As hot as it is in Jamaica, it's hotter than the damn Philippines. So if they can do it, hell, we can do it.
The Filipino bobsled team, led by the former NFL American football player.
Hell yeah.
You just need to get three other former buddies that played in the league with you to also get dual citizenship.
Yeah, man.
Like you and Channing, like get Takiyo Spikes in there. Benjamin Watson. Yeah, you guys,
hey, dog.
That'd be a big old bobsled. That'd be a big ass bobsled.
I don't think we got to fit in that damn thing.
They'd have to alter it. Like a wide body bobsled.
I'm saying, though, if Sanka and them can do it, I think I can get it. A damn Filipino bobsled team. I think I can do it. Let me call them and see if they down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's a really, really good idea. It is always funny, though, when like folks qualify for the Olympics from countries that just don't care about that sport. And they're in like the heat with countries that do.
That is that's what we're talking about. Like watching those running events, watching like the sprints.
Yeah.
And there's a guy from New Guinea.
Yeah.
And coming in like, like,
I don't know. I'm always
he's the
proud.
Fastest man in New Guinea.
He's the fastest guy in New Guinea and the slowest guy in France. But he's out there. He got his trip paid for.
Yeah, dog. I mean,
you got to hang out in Olympic Village.
Now after your event, you got to leave, right?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think you get to hang out in Olympic Village throughout the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's probably up to like your Olympic Federation how much funding you get and all that stuff. But like if you're if you're like a gymnast or something from the US and you're done, you can just hang out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would want to have one of the early events. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I did well in it. Then I'm in Olympic Village for 10 days looking for my wife. Trying to make future Olympians. You know? It's a perfect opportunity for breeding superhumans.
I agree with that, Doug. Perfect event to breed superhumans.
Who are the two Olympians this year you'd most like to see have a baby? I want the sprinter from St. Lucia.
Yeah. And
Anthony Edwards.
Okay. Oh, that'd be a. That'd
I already
be
had like my answer.
That'd
sorry.
Be a mutant.
Yeah.
That baby would be the most athletic being ever.
Yeah. You get dunk from the 3-point line.
That's what I was looking for. Like, they would do Michael Jordan from the top of the key.
Yeah.
Just.
Let's try to set that up.
He got a lady.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he got a lady. He got
All right.
Yeah, and they just had a baby, too.
All right. So, congratulations to the Edwards family. Somebody else.
Then. The hammer thrower. I could do the hammer thrower, but. Like, if I won the Summer Olympic, the hammer thrower, we talked about that already. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Let me see what I can do. Let me shake some.
I think you could do it.
Let me shake some so I can get because, you know, I just.
And now, representing the Philippines. From Peach County, Georgia. Former NFL tight end Randy McMichael. That doesn't look like he's Filipino
Senka,
at
you
all.
Did? Nah, man.
All right. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every day at noon. Let's hear first from Kirk Cousins. This is from yesterday at the end of joint practice. Look, I mean, him and Kyle Pitts have an opportunity to be an awesome partnership over the next couple of years. Hopefully it meets the potential that it has. When you hear stuff like this, it kind of feels like it might.
Well, I think what he has, a couple traits, he can really run, and those guys don't grow on trees, and then he's got length, and as a quarterback, that's really, really friendly, and so, you know, what I'm encouraging him with is to use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. You should never let it come into your body. You're too good to let it come into your body, so I challenge him with that, and then I challenge him. I don't feel like he's running as fast as he possibly can. I say, that wasn't good enough. It was fast enough for a lot of tight ends, but for you, it got to be faster, and so I'm always saying, hey, did you run as fast as you possibly can, and did you snag it with your hands aggressive? Those are the two things I challenge him on, because I said, if you do that, the production can't help but happen. And so I'm just always looking for opportunities to get him running and then give him that ball where he can go snag it.
I love it, man. I love it. When I saw this clip, that made sure I sent it to y'all guys so we can possibly play it.
Yeah.
And you remember, I can't remember what day it was. We were out there. You remember I said the Titans had a rough day in the Reds. Remember we had that conversation.
Yep.
And Kyle dropped the touchdown because of everything Kirk just said. All right. He'd let the ball get right to his body and it dropped. Now, sometimes when you're in that collision zone, you want to get it and get down, so you hang on to the ball. But every ball I've seen Kyle drop was because of that right there, just not snatching it out the air. And that's what I mean. You got to want to hold first of all, you got to hold yourself accountable, but you can't be sensitive enough that you can't allow somebody else to. And I don't think Kyle is like, I don't think Kyle's built that way.
I also think it's different coming from
him. Exactly.
Yeah, versus maybe somebody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, Kyle Pitts has been the best pass catcher on every team he's been on his entire life, pretty much. Sometimes it's hard to hear stuff like that, but everything I've gotten from Kyle Pitts, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like we're best friends, but we've interviewed him a handful of times, been around him a little bit. Everything I've gotten from him is he's a guy that's like that in terms of, give me more.
Like, let's go.
Give me more input.
Let me know
what you think. You've thrown the ball to a lot of really talented players. What can I do to get better? And yeah, man, you love to hear it. Sounds like things went well for Pitts and Cousins the 2 days down there.
Yeah.
Not surprising. Unfortunately, we won't be able to see that tomorrow for sure. I doubt
either one of them plays.
Either I know Cousins not going to play. I doubt Pitts will play too. Maybe we'll get that information today. Maybe they'll let us know tomorrow. I'm really not sure. Maybe Smoke and Joe Patrick has a scoop. We'll find out from him in the 1 o'clock hour. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. There's a lot of things, and we'll probably do this more as like opening day actually gets closer.
Right.
There's a lot of things that I'm like legitimately, not just like, hey, what are you looking forward to, that I'm legitimately excited about with this Falcons team. Like, healthy Kyle Pitts with a real quarterback.
It's nice. Last time he had.
Also, fourth year, too. Because last time he was a rookie, he was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, fourth year healthy Kyle Pitts with a real quarterback.
This should be a nice year for him.
It's exciting.
It should be a real nice year for him. Come on, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm fired up about it. Nick Foles retiring.
Yeah, man.
Was he already an Eagle? Or is he signing a one-day contract?
I think he's signing a one-day contract.
Okay.
He's going to retire, and they're doing it at the Falcons game. So they're going to have a ceremony when the Falcons go up there.
What an amazing, brief, but meaningful
era. He has a statue.
Is that right?
Yeah, he got a statue out front.
I did not know.
Yeah, I know that everybody was saying it was something because all his teammates built a shrine to him in the locker room. But no, Nick Foles has a statue outside.
There sure is. Yeah, there sure is.
Yeah, Nick Foles has a statue outside.
Philly special statue. Do you want to run the Philly special?
I mean,
it's the play call coming in and Foles.
The only time Nick Foles has ever been good is when he's been there.
Yeah.
I know that one.
But he had that 1 year with Chip Kelly.
Who was he with?
The Eagles.
Yeah, that was it. Only time he plays good is with the Eagles.
That's right.
Yeah. But, yeah, good for him, man. Good for Nick Foles. I mean, he was a guy. Donovan McNabb, that's what it was.
Right.
He's supposed to take over for Donovan. And I don't know how many quarterbacks are supposed to take over for Donovan over the years.
They drafted, who was the guy's name? Kevin Cobb.
And everybody like that.
And then Vic.
Yeah, but that's crazy, man, because Nick Foles will forever be the most beloved quarterback. I think he even got Ron Jaworski.
Sure.
He got Randall because he won a Super Bowl.
Nobody else won a Super Bowl.
No, he's the only one.
And McNabb's not popular there.
Yeah, no. Donovan ain't probably a lot of places, but definitely not there. But, I mean, when you look at, like, okay, you had Jaworski, you had Randall.
Yeah.
McNabb, Vic.
Wentz.
And I think that.
Hurts.
Hurts now. You got Jalen right now. I think Nick Foles is the most beloved quarterback in Eagles history. Because he won him a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. He did the thing. He did the thing no one else has ever done.
Yeah.
Which is weird because, like, you say that about guys. Like, that's right. I was going to go down a different path. But, yeah, that's absolutely right. Cool for him. He's got a statue. He's going to get retired as an Eagle and get celebrated and all that kind of stuff. Mike Tomlin admitted that there is a quarterback competition in Pittsburgh. Well, duh. Of course there is.
Hey, Bo.
That's why you signed him, Bo.
Hey, Bo, could you play that for me? Because I just like to hear him.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, you play for me.
Very much is a competition. What happens in stadium is weighted heavier than what happens in a practice setting because it's more game-like.
No blank, Mike.
I know, but sometimes people need to hear it from the coach for some reason.
I love everything he was talking about. He's like, did you get the depth chart I put out? Yes. Well, that is accurate. Mike T, I be just dropping, like, I know what y'all want me to say, but I ain't going to say it.
Going to say it.
Okay. Russell's still number one on the depth chart. Mm-hmm. It is a competition. Justin Fields is going to do spectacular things. They say he's going to play this game. So he's going to break contains. He's going to run. He's going to do all these different things. Fine. That's what he's always done. But can he be consistent? If I'm Pittsburgh, I need Justin Fields to win this job. All right. One reason, because he's 10 years younger than Russ.
Right.
I need to see if we need to extend this guy long term.
Yeah, it'd be really nice if you could find your future quarterback. Because no offense to Russell Wilson, but even best case scenario, he's probably only got what?
Yes.
Three or four left, because he's in his mid-30s at this point. And such a big part of his effectiveness when he was younger was mobility. He's not as mobile as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
We always wondered what it was going to look like when Russell slowed down a little bit. Well, hasn't been great the last couple of years. Wasn't awful last year. It was horrible the year before that, and the final year in Seattle wasn't particularly good either. They want it, but it should be a competition. Neither one of the reason both those guys are there is because they're not like great starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now, right?
Yeah.
So of course they should be competing. Russell was awesome 5 years ago.
I think if you're Pittsburgh, it'll be easier to start Russell and bring in Fields than it would for Fields to start and then.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, for sure. But again, like they just need to pick whichever one of them plays best over the next month. You know what I mean? Safer, whatever. Whoever's better and gives you a better chance to beat the Falcons week one, play that guy. That's what they've got to do. All right, midday grab bag of questions coming up next. A bunch of different topics. Depending how good they are, we'll get to more. If they're good, we'll get to like one or two. If they're terrible, we'll get to all of them. We'll find out and count together on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get the blue chew ready. How we do it right, huh? Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, can I have a piece of gum? This isn't gum.
Yeah, baby.
This isn't gum. It's chewable, but it's not gum. Promo code Andy.
Yeah.
First month free. what's with all the taking people's helmets off and swinging it
at them? I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's the new thing.
That is, like, I always view things from when you're in a team aspect. Like, we don't all got to get along. We don't, and for the most part, not necessarily gets along. We just all ain't friends.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all respect your teammate.
Yeah.
You respect your teammate, and then you kind of, you know, you don't want to do anything dumb to hurt a teammate. You know, we're going to fight, whatever. But to yank off helmets and then hit them with it, like what happened to App State?
Yeah, we saw the App State.
But I don't know what was something said to him?
Don't know. Not sure.
Because that was it. Mean,
and then DK yesterday, then DK Seahawks practice.
And I don't know DK personally, but from my view of him, like he thinks he's a bully.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that type of cat. I mean, look at him. But I think he thinks he's a damn bully. And you ain't finna bully another grown ass man. I got pads on too.
Right.
And so I think that's what his thing is. He want to try and bully somebody because ain't nobody gonna go up there picking no fight with DK Metcalf. To me, it seemed like he wanted to bully somebody, and the guy wasn't going
to
back down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he's trying to, you know, he's been around. He gets big payday, obviously built like he is and all that kind of stuff. And he wanted to say something to somebody and just have him take it. And the guy didn't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, all right, no. So I'm going to rip your helmet off and hit you with it.
Yeah, which,
again, you know, fights happen in practice, all that kind of stuff. That seems super dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like a really bad idea.
Yeah.
It was also a jerk move.
It is. But I mean, even like when I didn't like when Myles Garrett did it.
No.
I didn't like when he beat Mason Rudolph with the helmet.
Yeah,
I ain't a fan of Mason Rudolph at all.
I'm with you.
But for him to beat him in
that's the only one where I'm a little bit if you're going to hit somebody with
the
helmet.
But the thing about it was, it's like.
I understand.
But yeah, but the crazy thing was, I just always, the whole vision of that was the actual ending of it when Miles was on the ground and Pouncey was kicking like we in a street fight.
And then the other guy pushed down Rudolph,
yeah,
and you have the slow motion of him turning around and calling him a B, but he said it real bad.
Yeah,
I don't know. It wasn't good.
Yeah,
anyway, quit hitting people with your helmets.
Yeah, dog.
If we can help it, let's try to keep people safe as possible. It's football. People are going to get hurt anyway. Don't hit your teammate with this helmet.
Please don't.
It's a bad move.
It is a dangerous move.
Let's get to the midday grab bag of questions featuring Bo Johnson.
Gucci. That's right.
All right, guys. Hi, guys. All right. What will
you get the bag
trigger?
And fumbling and not get the tumbling and fumbling and bubbling?
Because it's a bag.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Yeah.
Get the
don't fumble
bag.
The bag.
All right. Please don't.
What will have the biggest impact on the rest of the Braves season? The return of Michael Harris and Ozzie Albies, or the possible return of Ian Anderson, A.J. Smith, Shauver, and maybe even Huascar Ynoa?
Michael and Ozzie? What about stunting them other bums?
Well, I'm excited to see Ian Anderson coming back from an injury.
They scratched him the other day, right? So is he going to make a start?
Healthy scratch.
A healthy scratch.
That does lead you to believe that. And then last time I checked, tomorrow's starter had not been announced.
Okay, so there
we
it is.
We could see him soon. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. I mean, he's been good at the major league level before, had some big moments in the playoffs and all that. But, yeah, I mean, it's Michael Harris. This Braves outfield is horrible.
Horrible.
Like, if people haven't been paying attention, like, it's so
have you
bad.
Not seen them? They've been on not so top 10
and I don't
the last
even,
3 weeks.
And that part of it has been glaring defensively. But I'm just talking about hitting. Like, they've got three of the worst. And now they DFA'd Eddie today, so they don't have Eddie anymore. But, like, Adam Duvall is hurting the team by being in the lineup. And everybody likes Adam Duvall, and everybody wishes that it wasn't like this. But unfortunately,
this version of him,
yeah, man, like it's just not productive right now. Soler hasn't been since he got here, and his defense has been awful. And then all the other
put
guys.
Put him in the other damn corner.
Even Kelnick. Kelnick's, I know he hit a home run in the ninth inning last night, but Kelnick's got like 8 hits in his last 100 at bats.
Put him in put Soler in the other damn corner, man. He having a rough one over there.
Hey, Soler's going through spring training.
He's having a rough one.
That's true. He hasn't played.
I don't give a damn, man. You're not gonna give me that. Spring, whatever.
Just give him about 3 more weeks.
Whatever.
How many
September
more?
September rolls around.
Okay.
He's back to Gold Glove form.
Did he win a Gold Glove?
I don't think so.
Ozuna actually did.
I know.
Like, Marcell Ozuna actually did win a Gold Glove someday.
Y'all think Marcell would hit that wall like that? He might have jumped up it. But he wouldn't have ran into it.
He was trying to scale it. Yeah, no, it's terrible. So hopefully Michael Harris gets held. The other thing, though, is like, okay, get healthy, but how effective are you going to be and how quickly? So, yeah, get healthy and play good.
Yeah.
Because that's what you need. And Ozzie, too.
You can't be much worse than what the bottom of the lineup is.
Can Whit Merrifield play outfield?
Yes.
So
he can play several positions.
That's probably what it is.
We just don't have a second baseman, so yeah, that might happen.
When Ozzie comes back, you put Whit Merrifield in left, you put Kelnick in right, and you put Harris in center.
And there we go.
And the rest of those guys never need to play outfield anymore.
We figured it out.
We're thankful for what they've done. Thankful for what they did for the team.
But we fill a void.
That was a couple years ago.
Besides Michael Penix, what Falcons player are you most looking forward to watching in Friday's preseason game?
Arnold Bacady, D'Angelo Malone.
Trice,
those three. Okay, I mean everybody else. I want to see them young boys get after it.
And
a row, yeah, him,
yeah, those guys, the guys that are actually going to make a difference.
The
on
defensive
team.
Line, the youngs, defensive linemen that are going to play in this game on Friday. I want to see them
because those guys are going to play in games in the season too. Like those guys are going to factor. I don't know which one is going to which of those guys are going to be most effective or play the most or whatever. Like, but those guys are genuinely competing for like starter reps in season. Whoever plays better in these joint practices and in these preseason games between that group of guys is going to play the most against the Steelers in week one and then on from there. In terms of like depth guys that probably aren't going to factor that much into the team but are going to get some shots in the preseason, Casey Washington, everyone's raving about him, rookie wide receiver. It'd be kind of fun to see him get out there and see what he looks like. And then some of the running back depth as well, Jace McClellan, the rookie from Bama, and then Carlos Washington Jr. Everybody's been raving about him when he gets reps with the second team. So basically the guys that are playing running back tomorrow night because you're probably not going to see.
You're not going to see Tyler.
Not going to see Bijan.
Or Bijan.
You're probably not going to see Tyler.
No.
It'd be good to see Avery Williams get back out there and do some stuff after a year of injury last year, returning kicks, punts, whatever.
Interested to see who they have back there first.
Yeah.
Just genuinely
interested to see what the kickoff looks like from the Falcons and what their plan is. But
what about the secondary? Is there anybody outside of AJ Terrell and Jesse Bates that doesn't play? Like they all have to play, right?
They're still
all vying for jobs.
The secondary, I would play them.
Jesse Bates, right?
No, not those guys.
I'm saying Jesse Bates. Everybody else probably won't play.
Mike Hughes is playing.
Everybody else has to be.
Clark Phillips is playing.
Yes, they're playing, definitely.
D. Alford's playing. All those guys. I didn't realize Kevin King was on the team.
Yeah, you remember that? They signed him. First round pick. He played, 2 years when they signed him?
Yeah. Another Washington Husky, though. We're just proud of him.
That's all that matters.
Besides Pitbull partnering with FIU, y'all have already talked about some pretty dope naming rights options. What would be the absolute most embarrassing artist to have your home field named after?
Ooh, good question.
Most embarrassing artist. Man.
I'm wondering if they have to be from your hometown.
Like they have,
like
they got
B-52 Stadium in Athens, maybe?
But, you know.
That wouldn't be horrible.
It's a little old, but but that wouldn't be terrible. What's the Widespread Panic, aren't they? Or is it REM or something like that? They're from Athens. But I don't think anybody would be upset about that.
No.
Like, they're very popular.
Where's NSYNC from?
So, my high school, if we ever got a stadium, we share a stadium with four other inner-city high schools. But if they were to rename it after our most famous musician alum, it would be Kenny G.
So Kenny G Stadium.
Kenny G Stadium would be a little bit embarrassing.
Or Backstreet Stadium.
Just like every national anthem has to be his super long.
Really?
Saxophone. No. Oh, but if it was Kenny G Stadium, it would.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what they did.
You'd have to think he would buy the naming rights to the stadium and have
and
the
you
rights
guys have to play
anthem.
My national anthem every time. It takes 14 minutes. It's very long.
Can you imagine
me on the saxophone?
If they had to come out to Kenny G too?
Yeah. All the fight songs
What's
played
the biggest
only by
Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Huh?
I can't name a single Kenny G song.
Dude, I love Kenny G. I just don't know the name of the song.
Yeah, who knows? You love Kenny G?
Oh, yeah, dog. I'm a big Kenny G fan, man.
Good for you.
Yeah, dog.
He once donated $5,000 to the golf team when I was the coach.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's nice guy.
Yeah, like, they played at the wedding and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Christmas
like
album? You might hear Kenny G
know.
Christmas?
I ain't bumping Kenny at the crib. You know, I ain't in the back sitting back there listening to Kenny G.
No, you're not firing up a cigar.
I'm just the cold.
On a Friday night, putting on some Kenny?
No, we fired up, like, miles.
Kenny sounds like you're on an elevator. You know? Except our elevators at work don't even have music.
No music. That's correct.
Why don't they just put us in there? We got radio stations.
That does make a whole lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. The radio station I used to work for had the radio station on in the bathroom.
Well, we're on in the bathroom at Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Mercedes-Benz Falcon Games. We're in the bathroom.
So while you're peeing,
you listen to us.
Listen to Andy and Randy.
Besides the 200-meter race, what's the biggest Olympic gold medal still to be handed out? Soccer, basketball, track and field, wrestling?
You said besides the 200, which would
the 200,
which would be running about an hour by law. The Jamaican men are out of the 4x1.
Tough Olympics for
tough
Jamaican
Olympics for
sprinters.
I'm going to go, is it a foregone conclusion that we're going to win basketball?
It is. It would be a really big deal if they didn't.
Okay.
So I think that's an answer to the question, though, right? Like, it's a big gold medal only because if they don't get the gold medal, that's the story.
Right.
And, we got a 33-33 tie at halftime between France and Germany. So that's for one spot in the gold medal game. And, again, 33 points at halftime. I think the U.S. had 63 at halftime the other day. And then they play Serbia later on today to make the gold medal game. I didn't realize this. I knew that the women's team was dominant, obviously. They've won every gold. They haven't lost a game in Olympic play since 1992.
Yeah, man.
It's a long time ago. Most of the people on that team weren't alive in 1992.
No, they weren't. I think only Diana Taurasi, maybe a couple others, but Diana Taurasi, definitely.
Yeah, like Brianna Stewart has never been born for the U.S. Olympic team losing a game in the Olympics. And she's on the team. And they're going to win.
Here's one not on the sheet for you.
Yeah.
How good do you think Willie Contreras has? How good do you think Wilson Contreras is feeling after this series right here, seeing as how he just off to Charlie?
Well, I'm still one of
those. He's had hits in every game.
I'm not one of those. I know I'm not the only one that was really ticked off when he traded him. I know I was like, what the hell are you trading a young stud catcher? And I ain't know nothing about no Sean Murphy before this and everything. And then, you know, one of the best defensive catchers and all that.
Yeah, and he was an all-star last year.
All-star, all those things. Fine. I was upset when they got rid of Willie. I really, really was. We know how we loved him with the music and everything like that. And I thought, young stud, why would you trade him? But, yeah, of course he feels good.
Yeah, but probably feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Taking it out
on off of Charlie.
Gave the finger wag at third base to Austin Riley the other night when he kind of swim move tagged him. Yeah,
Charlie,
no, it's
up to antics again already.
What is it?
Oh, it's 3-0 already.
Oh, the game's happening currently?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah,
Contreras just hit a home run.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hold on.
I was like, you only went 1-for-6.
Hold on, dog.
Already?
Yeah. That was live?
It's already 3-0, yeah.
Sorry, 3-0.
Yeah.
Man.
Do we want to turn it off?
Nah.
Ah, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I turned it off yesterday. Yeah. I was sitting there watching. I was like, you know what? Let's watch some synchronized swim dancing on the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's a weird event.
Dude. That is a cool-ass event, dog.
It's cool. It's impressive.
The synchronized swimming is impressive as hell. Mm-hmm. How they even hold and they can't touch the flow.
Yeah, no, they're not allowed to.
This is awesome.
Those ladies can hold their breath for a long time.
And they jump off each other's shoulders.
Yeah, they're doing flips and stuff.
It's freaking awesome.
Yep, the Olympics are really cool. The Braves, on the other hand, currently...
Are not cool.
They're not cool. All right, we'll come back. We'll get a brief Olympic update. We'll also get to the back page with Bo. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Smokin' Joe Patrick going to join us at 1:20, talk some Falcons ahead of tomorrow's first preseason game against Miami in Miami, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7. Get to an AMA in an hour as well.
Wrap
the show up with
it. Yeah, man. It's the Olympics time. We were talking earlier. Germany and France are on.
Yeah.
Competitive game. Now, Germany had got out on them.
Yeah, Germany got out.
France has got back into it and everything. But, yeah, the big day, it's the Noah Lyles is going for the gold, double goals. Which I think is, I know that a lot of people try to make a big deal because he came to second in his heat yesterday or day before, whatever.
The only thing, I guess, is lane. He's in a non-preferable lane. Yes. I think he's in lane 3.
Yeah.
You want to be in lane 5 or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's the same distance.
It is.
What's the difference? Because I legitimately don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, what difference does it make? Like, why would lane 5 be better than lane 1?
I think just that turn. The turn is a sharper turn.
And maybe because you can see everybody,
yes,
too. That,
yes. When
I,
you're,
guess, I don't know.
I don't know either. Mm-hmm. I know. All I know is that everybody, when we were running, well.
All I know is the people on TV said yesterday, you want lane 5.
People didn't want 8. I know that.
Okay.
For some reason. I'm like, what? I'm out in front of everybody.
Then you can't see anybody.
You can't see
anybody. I can see that one.
Yeah.
Because it's been crazy the last couple of days with the chase downs.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Obviously, the American man that won the gold in the 400 yesterday.
Yeah, man. Quincy Hall, man.
Quincy Hall. That was
ready to go, brother.
Incredible.
Incredible.
But there was the men's 1500. The American guy tracked him down at the end. And then we saw one in the women's steeplechase. I think the woman was from Bahrain. She tracked her down at the end. I don't know. There's something about going out front and trying to set the pace.
Yeah, man.
It's different in those races because the 200 race, setting the pace. You're running as fast as you can.
And then I saw this morning, the women's 4x1. Good Lord. Shakira got that thing on the last leg.
Yeah, she saved him.
And because it was a bad exchange between 2 and 3. And Shakira got there. The great news today, we saw that the young man, Quincy Wilson, young boy, 16-year-old kid, is going to get a place on the men's 4x4 team.
How cool is that?
He said he's going to run the leadoff lane. Yeah,
wow.
So good for him, man.
16 years old.
Yeah, man, so happy for that young boy.
The first runner in the 4x100.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Love it, man. Good for him.
Would you rather, let me put it this way, because it's not like, are you worried about him? Would you rather win a gold medal by beating France in the final or by beating Germany in the final?
France.
Me too.
Home country.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, the home court.
Why do you?
I don't know.
Oh, you going to say that for something else.
I like beating French guys and stuff.
I mean, when's the last time you beat a French guy or something, Bill?
Every day.
I ain't French.
What do I beat you at?
I'm like,
just by being, I don't know. I don't know when the last time I beat someone who was French at anything.
Have you ever known a French guy?
I got a buddy, Julian, who I think is dual citizenship.
Okay.
But he's like one of the coolest guys I know. Right. So I wouldn't want to beat Julian at
Does
anything.
Does Julian talk about French people like you do?
I think Julian's more fond of the French.
Okay.
And I'm not actually, you know, it's kind of funny. It's not kind of like a sports hate, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like actual French people, I'm like, yeah, they got a pretty cool thing going over there. Seem kind of freaky, kind of fun. I like that.
Mm.
I'm into it.
That's all I say.
Certain things they're into, I am also into.
There ain't too many free
democracy and menage a trois.
But the thing about it is, it's like that you think that part about it. I think everybody think that the French are freaky. Freaky French.
They are freaky.
Yeah, they got freaky like language as far as the freakness. But they ain't really freaky over there.
I bet they are.
Yeah, no.
They are. They got a whole culture of freakiness.
No, they
it's just like the general standard.
They ain't got no more freak than Americans. Okay?
I know, but like if you're freaky over here, people look at you all like, look at you.
No, they don't.
You should act like this.
That's the thing.
Over there, they're like, this is your blah, blah, blah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Let it all hang out. Do what you want to do.
It ain't as easy as being freaky in France.
I bet it is. I haven't been there.
Take Pepe Le Pew, for example.
Pepe Le Pew was a sexual predator. He was a stalker.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's accepted over there.
Right, exactly. That was normal.
Yeah, he's a damn stalker.
Not in France.
Okay.
France, he was just a regular chick. He was a regular skunk.
He's nasty.
Over here, everybody's like, look at that freak. Pepe he's like, what do you mean freaky?
Pepe this guy off skunk. The air.
He's a predator. He's a predator.
Not in France, he's just a guy.
Yeah, but, you know.
Pretty normal.
I don't know.
We're going down a weird path now.
It's just, France has bad, funny smells.
Fair enough. I'm not saying I want to, like, that part of it. I'm not into that part of it.
Yeah.
Not into that part of it. I'm the other part of it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, some stuff's good, some stuff's not. You gotta hide your freakiness over here.
Why?
Because people are all pious and all like,
I don't know what pious
like
means.
Judgy.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, they're
another,
all like,
another big word. Pious. What was the other one used at
11? Only
11?
Five letters.
What's the one used at 11?
I don't know. I got all these words in here, man.
But no, you
don't be worried about my
stop
words.
Stop hiding. See, that's the problem. You worried about what other people think about your freak.
No, I don't.
You just said it. They judge you.
They are, but I don't care about that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were judging.
I'm well, but people live their whole lives in secrecy because of the judgment of the nonsense.
That's on you.
I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's on
you. Again, now we're probably going too far down.
That's
like
on you.
Like a real conversation.
That's on you right there.
You go over there. You do whatever you want. Walk around freaky, acting weird.
You walk around freaky. You want to on that corner thinking just because I'm in France and they do all that menage.
Well, I'm not being freaky anymore.
And that dude come hit you with that little billy club in the back of your knee.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about walking around being freaky.
It's accepted over there. I bet in France, it's just normal. It's not even called being freaky.
Again.
Yeah, just
okay,
a guy.
You keep thinking that's how Americans get jacked up over there because of that thought process. You walk over there, oh, hey, what's up, baby? And you think that you can gyrate in front of a woman.
Because Americans mess it up.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not her fault. They got
busted,
a good thing going on over there.
Busted the knee with a billy club. See how you come back to America.
Yeah, I don't know.
With a new knee replacement.
I'm not that familiar with their... Anyway, yeah, again. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Well, y'all were saying the broadcasts were actually the best thing about the Braves game for the last couple of nights. It might be the best thing about this one, too, thus far. I'll tell you one person who it wasn't the best thing for, and that was... our own John Smoltz.
So I came in, I parked. They told us where to park. We parked where the cone is. Well, there was an open spot. I parked where it was open, and I was on the phone talking.
Imagine that.
And I was waiting for Frenzy, you know? I was waiting for him to come so we could walk in together. And one of the valet guys came to the window. I rolled it down. I said, can I park here, or do you want me to move the cone? And he goes, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm calling the game. He goes, are you an umpire? I'm like, I thought, all right, right away I look for cameras because I know, you know.
You're getting punked.
I guarantee it this is what's happening.
Nope, not getting punked. Just because you're a Hall of Famer and won a World Series with hometown team doesn't mean everybody knows who you are.
Yep.
You know it's some old damn millennial pimple-faced dork named Jerry.
Yeah, it's probably some kid.
Yeah.
And he said later in the broadcast, he was like, he was a nice kid. He just didn't know who I was.
Yeah, that's a little
that's okay, though.
Jerry.
Like, it is okay.
Whatever.
Like, I feel like there's, like, you know, I would imagine John Smoltz probably handled it pretty funny, told the story on the air and all that kind of stuff. But, like, you know, it's probably good for everybody every once in a while to just be like, yeah, not everybody knows who you are.
That's cool.
Even at the ballpark, when you're a Hall of Fame pitcher and your number is retired in the rafters, you're just a guy.
And one thing I'm glad he did was he handled it so well.
Right. Because some people would be real offended by it. Exactly.
Yep.
I think those are great little, they're little like litmus test situations where it's like you start, you know, you start feeling yourself a little bit too much and it's good just to get reminded.
Right.
You're just another person that walks and breathes like everybody else.
Yes.
Because a lot of people would have been like,
you don't know who I am?
Get this guy fired. Yeah. He doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like John Smoltz did that.
So the guys last night in the booth also interviewed Grant Holmes.
All the bus rides and, you know, all the grinding, it's helped me to be who I am, and it's helped me to accomplish what I've accomplished on this stage, I think. I know 10 years is a long time, but I've said it before that when you finally achieve your goal, it doesn't feel that long at all.
I'm Teddy Powers!
Damn, he was.
I've never related to Grant Holmes more than when I just heard that sound. Hey, man, bus rides and grinding, man. That's how you get places. Sometimes it
sounds like middle school.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like. Bus riding and grinding. I mean, I didn't know that it was that long.
Yeah,
I did not realize it was that long. You know, him, like I said, riding and grinding on the buses and everything. But yeah, I mean, has he been a revelation?
No.
Okay.
No, it's been a cool story.
Yeah,
it's a cool story. It's a cool story, sort of in a season of frustration, I think. And it's nice to have stuff like that for sure. But I mean, I don't know, like. It's awesome what he's done, for sure, and I love the story.
Bus rides and grinding, man. You just got to keep grinding. Get where you're going. So, WWE World Champion and Atlanta's native Cody Rhodes was on Get Up yesterday, and he was asked about, y'all, you know, Joe Burrow's stealing his style. You know, Joe Burrow has the bleach blonde hair. Cody Rhodes, in honor of Dusty, has the bleach blonde hair. So he was asked yesterday, what do you think about Cody Rhodes stealing your style? And he had a pretty cool answer.
Well, I hope it brings him good luck. I'm actually a big Joe Burrow fan. I mean, SEC legend. I mean, now that they're not playing one another anymore, I'm definitely at heart a Dawgs fan, but this guy was as good as good gets on the college field, and I very much love watching him now, all these young quarterbacks and what they're doing, and I hope the look does him justice. It certainly worked for me. We finished the story, got the WWE championship. I hope he can get some gold himself.
Whatever.
Always a dog at heart. Cody Rhodes.
Like, whatever. Nobody want to hear that crap, the SEC quarterback. I don't root for no damn Joe Burrow because you're in the SEC, so neither should you, Cody. Be the dog. Be a dog.
Yeah.
I don't root for no damn Joe Burrow.
I've never understood that. Like, the teams that are in your conference are the ones you tend to hate the most.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I hate them.
Yeah. Like, I root for the Pac-12.
No.
Well, is he supposed to be still rooting for Matt Stafford?
Yes.
Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Root for Matt Stafford. Because you know something Matt Stafford has that Joe Burrow doesn't have it? A ring. You know who Matt Stafford beat for that ring?
Joe Burrow. It's true. It's very true. And he went to the college that you root for. I don't know. I remember we played Auburn in the kickoff game at the Benz years ago. And it was an SEC chant. And I was like,
yeah, man.
You guys hate Alabama more than anybody.
Yeah,
and they're in the SEC.
Yeah, man.
I don't understand.
Yeah, man.
Conference pride. Although maybe if we had a little bit more conference pride, maybe our conference would still exist.
Yeah, that could be true.
Maybe.
So if you look at the Hawks roster, do you think about being stranded on an island? First off, I think the stranded on the island thing is way overblown. Maybe I just want to stay on the island and I'm not stranded. I would move to an island and live there on purpose.
I think I could survive on a desert island.
Now, and then is there any such thing as a desert island?
I don't know.
Or desert, do they even exist?
Like
anyways,
like a castaway situation. Like, does that actually exist in the world?
Is it really desert or desert island?
Yeah, I think it's like for deserted.
Deserted, maybe.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to.
So
be
if you think of the Hawks roster, is there anybody on the Hawks roster you would pick to be stranded on a desert island with?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Trey Young was recently asked this question.
Oh, okay.
Stranded on an island, one teammate that would be with you to survive, who you taking?
Probably my boy CC Clint or Bogey Bogdanovich.
Really?
Those are my two brothers.
What Clint from? Maybe he can build a fire.
What Clint from?
Switzerland.
Clint, oh, never mind then. I thought Clint might have been from, like, you know, Nigeria or something. You know, but he from Switzerland. So
I don't know where his his history is, but he was born in Switzerland. Yeah,
really.
Geneva.
Oh, damn, he's rich.
Like, straight up Switzerland.
Yeah, damn.
Not sure if he would be the best choice.
He was born in Geneva? Ain't no broke folks in Geneva?
His dad's from Angola.
Okay.
And his mom's from the Congo.
Okay, so he got that in him. Yeah. Hey, Clint got that in him.
He got survivability in him.
Yeah, okay. Clint got that in him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like,
On the Hawks team?
Doesn't seem like a lot of those guys went camping.
Wouldn't
a lot.
You rather just kind of, I'll be all right on my own. Y'all
yeah,
are good.
Actually, I don't want to go with any of those guys.
Or who's the biggest one? Maybe you end up eating somebody or something. I don't know.
Or I could get like the tall stuff out of the trees.
That's what I was thinking. The tall guy can get the coconuts.
Yeah, he can grab the coconuts yeah. for you.
You know how to open? Can you open a coconut?
I don't know.
Just crack it, don't you?
Never tried.
That's what you think.
Remember, how do you do it?
I don't know.
I think you just crack it.
No, it's more to it than that, though. You remember how Tom Hanks cooked that damn thing open?
Yeah.
Because once you got the green thing off, the damn other part was there. So trying to get into it, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know how I can do that.
I've never tried. I never had to try before.
Have you had?
All my coconut has been pre-opened.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's pretty.
And shredded up, too, even.
When they doing all the chopping thing around it.
You never eaten a whole coconut?
No.
My parents used to buy them when I was younger, but I don't remember how they open them. I think you just crack it.
But it's more to it than just cracking them.
It is like a really. Like a method to it.
Yeah.
It's like you got to know how to do it, like shucking an oyster, maybe.
It's kind of like that.
Because no matter if you crack it into 2 pieces or 100 pieces, the meat's still right on the inside of the shell. You're not, like, destroying the meat.
But then you got the milk. You got to drink that.
Well, I've never drank coconut milk. I think it just spilled all over the floor.
Don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it, though. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.